Well, these are Methodists from all over the connection coming together to be able to share their best practice of how they've been addressing rough sleeping and homelessness. And I suppose, in a sense, we've been doing this for a couple of years now, where we've been asking, is there a particular response we should make? I suppose what we're saying is that we need to go past just respite work on the streets and giving food and maybe a bit of winter provision. And we need to go beyond that into recovery and reconnection, where people are getting into proper spaces of accommodation. But for that to happen, we have to then get also into reduction, where we're dealing with things at source. So this event is going to look at some of the best practice, but also some of the political campaigning that we need to be involved with.
So on a practical level, what can our churches be doing to help address some of the issues around homelessness?
Well, the first thing for me is to be talking to people in the voluntary sector, in the public sector, within their areas, and asking the question, what are we doing about rough sleeping here? What are we doing about housing here? And then just being able to work together across sectors to say, here's how we'll contribute. So you can imagine a church offering a hall, a church offering to do some food provision, a church offering, in fact, to maybe say, here's a redundant manse, we'll make this available so that a family can come and live in here, or a young person can be in this space. So there's a whole set of things that churches can do, but the first thing they should do is talk to people in their own area, like the local authority, like the private sector, and like the voluntary sector, and see where they can slot in.
It's quite a complicated situation, isn't it, involving multi-agencies that have to work together to address this. But one thing that's interesting about the gathering, as you said earlier, it's not just about dealing with the now, it's about dealing with homelessness in the future and trying to put in place policies that will actually prevent people from finding themselves in that situation.
Unfortunately, what we might find is that we're looking after people very well now who are on the streets, but the flow of that homelessness has not been stemmed. There are still situations in our country that are systemic that are causing people to have to be on the streets. In Greater Manchester, for instance, 41% of the people that come on the streets are coming because of a private rented sector problem. So a Section 21 eviction notice for no fault of their own. That's why they're there. And also, we've got so many people coming in who are asylum seekers and refugees who've got no recourse to public funds. What else can they do but be destitute on the streets? Those two policy issues need to be addressed at government level. And I suppose as a church, we can be part of the lobbying in relation to that.
There are a lot of misconceptions around homelessness. If you have a look on social media, whenever there's a story saying that people are struggling and that people are living on the streets, there seems to be a growing opinion that somehow it's their fault, or that they're begging and going back to a council house later on that evening. But that's far from the reality, isn't it?
It is. I mean, obviously, you have to accept the fact that on any street in any of our cities, there will be people there who may have their own space and they're coming there to beg. That is something that we just have to be aware of, and the police have to have a stepped approach in relation to that, not going straight to enforcement, but just seeing why it is that's what's happening. But actually, just to simply say everyone's like that is such a wide extrapolation. There are all sorts of reasons why somebody finds themselves on the streets, and as soon as they get there, their physical health will suffer, their mental health will suffer, they'll be open to all sorts of criminality, potential trafficking. There's so many things that are there that then, if you like, escalate the problem. We need to be just looking at every single person as an individual and ask the question, what is your next step? I mean, as a minister, my question is always, when they talk to me, is to say, what do you think your next step is? And that's the approach that we should always be taking.